This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, 53 this morning in Carrboro. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers even before lunchtime. Our high today about 72. Retiring Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton said just before his roast and toast last night, "I feel honored, even though I'm about to be dishonored." And honored he was, as elected officials, friends, and family gathered to sling insults and heap on the praise for the leader who's dedicated more than 20 years of activism to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more.
It's been a really great experience the last 8 years as mayor. I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
That was the man of the hour, Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. Carrboro Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unopposed for mayor of Carrboro, opened the roast with a few kind words about her predecessor and then got down to business, saying, quote, "I hope you enjoyed those heartfelt remarks because it is all downhill from here." The roast was hosted by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Empowerment, Inc., a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and also promotes economic development. Serving as mayor of Carrboro since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as the director of special programs.
It means a lot to me. It's really, I didn't ever think it would be, but it's kind of shaping up to be part of my life's work.
Here's Dolores Bailey, the current executive director of Empowerment, Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, the fact that he's a realtor and he's an attorney and he's an ex-director of Empowerment has just made it wonderful.
Roast audience members included former state senator and former mayor of Carrboro, Ellie Kinnaird, Orange County Superior Court Judge Carl Fox, Carrboro Board of Aldermen members Sammy Slade, Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Jackie Giss, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and members of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board of Education. Mayor Bill Bell made the trek from Durham to show his support for Chilton. The roasting honors belong to Orange County blogger Ruby Sinreich, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Chris Matheson, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and brother Andrew Chilton. Kleinschmidt said he'd known Chilton for more than 2 decades as they attended UNC together. He said, quote, "We were a small cohort of college students who plotted to take over the world, and we did," end quote. Kleinschmidt also lovingly mocked Chilton's go-to styles, including the classic hats and the always recognizable Carolina blue tie. Carrboro Board of Aldermen members wore fedoras to pay homage to the outgoing Carrboro mayor's favorite fashion accessory. Zach Ward, owner of DSI Comedy Theater, served as the roast master of ceremonies and said this just before the program began.
We'll see if he shows up. That's really the big thing. He hasn't answered any of his emails about the event, so there you go.
Haven O'Donnell and guests paid tribute to Chilton through a song about the widely known fact that Chilton takes his time to answer emails. Sinreich, who knew Chilton from their UNC undergraduate days, said that she helped him during his town council election campaign.
Since I went to college with Mark, it's not that hard to think of things that are embarrassing.
You probably have some good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm relying on that.
During their 24-year friendship, Sinreich said Chilton influenced her attitude towards political activism.
And when he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
The evening finished with a toast given by Chilton's mother, Mary Nell Chilton, as the attendees raised their glasses in unison. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hats off to Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. Carborough Alderman and mayoral candidate, the only one who's running, Lily Lavelle, says it's not news to anybody that development is one of the major issues with which the town of Carborough is dealing. She says she'll make sure the town continues to focus on the best ways to make construction and people's day-to-day lives work hand-in-hand. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Lydia Lavelle about her seeking election as mayor and how she believes she will best serve the town of Carborough.
How, as mayor, are you going to make sure that all the voices of your town are heard?
One objective this fall for me has been to make sure people know that I'm running for mayor. I think a lot of folks have gotten to know me as an alderman, and in fact, those that do think I'm running for mayor think that my alderman position is up, when in fact it's 2 years into the term. So one thing I'm doing this fall during this campaign, which is kind of an odd campaign, is to really try to reach out and get to touch base with all of the groups and let them know that if and when I'm elected as mayor, that I'll be available to meet with them, talk to them, that they'll get good responses from me. I'm also kind of getting ready to set up regular kind of meetings with our town manager in an effort to make certain that the concerns of all of our citizens are going to be able to heard, as they have been, but it'll just be a different kind of flow with the administration change, if you will, from Mayor Chilton to myself.
How would you say the relationship with Orange County is, and then is there any needed improvement there?
Okay, and this is also kind of a dovetail from the previous question. You speak of Orange County, but in fact, I think that one of the roles of a mayor is to effectively communicate with not only the elected officials with the county, but with the elected officials in the municipalities in the county, with Chapel Hill mayor and board and Hillsborough mayor and board. I think it's really important for us to, even if we disagree on major issues, or even if we, agree on some issues but not others, to make sure we're bringing forward the sentiments and the expressions and the votes of our boards to regularly scheduled meetings, so that the three of us or four of us, whoever the various leaders of the different groups are, can kind of act in concert for the citizens of the entire county. So I don't want to necessarily pick out the county because I think most of our regional issues involve more than just the commissioners. Likewise, I look forward to getting involved a little more in perhaps even issues that affect the region or the state. And by that, I mean getting involved in the Metropolitan Mayors Coalition and, letting other folks in North Carolina see some of the good work we do in Carborough and in Orange County. And I think that's really important, especially in this legislative kind of arena we're in right now.
Once again, that is Lily Lavelle, Carborough's only mayoral candidate, speaking with Rand Northam. You can hear the whole interview by viewing this story on our website at chapelborough.com. And between now and Election Day, we'll continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. 4 days remain in the early voting period, and there doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency to get to the polls. The second and final full week of early voting started stronger than the first, with 128 people casting their ballots. However, the total votes still haven't eclipsed the 1,000 mark. The Seymour Senior Center is averaging just less than 60 voters per day. As the most popular early voting location, Carborough Town Hall comes in second with about half that number. For a list of polling locations and their times, visit our Election Central at WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a new ordinance on Monday night that will fine home and business owners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarm. That's because it's expensive to respond to these things, and our fire department and police department have to take them seriously. The measure, which is planned to take effect in January, was proposed by members of both the Chapel Hill Fire Department and the Chapel Hill Police Department. Another provision of the ordinance is that an alarm user has to obtain an alarm permit from the town within 10 business days of the initial operation of the system. Fire Chief Dan Jones spoke to the council, and he said the department's research indicated that 95% of alarms are false, accidental, or otherwise unfounded.
The purpose of the ordinance is to reduce these accidental alarms that tie up public resources and create unnecessary responses, which is a safety issue for us.
Accidental alarm activations can occur as a result of malfunctioning equipment, human error, or environmental conditions. The ordinance sets civil penalties for excessive false alarms, four or more within a permit year, and failing to obtain applicable alarm permits. The Chapel Hill Police Department responded to 1,250 alarm activations last year at a cost of $122,400. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue also explained why he believed the program was important for the safety of our community. A routine police alarm risk includes at least a couple of officers. A typical fire department alarm response requires up to 10 firefighters. The average time spent on the scene for alarm calls is about 17 minutes.
In the time it takes to clear an alarm, tying up half of the town's firefighting and emergency response resources.
Jones said that the program will require the equivalent of a full-time staff person and estimated that person will be in office for the first 12 months. Chief Blue said that both departments will continue researching which alarm systems proved to be the faultiest, with the intention of producing a report of the findings to the council and the community. Councilmember Lee Storo said he was concerned about the cost that the university would accrue due to false alarms, though he was supportive of the program. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. What do you want to bet? A lot of people are over there tonight watching the World Series game.
Yeah.
On one of their big screen TVs, or all of them at once.
Very true.
All right, what's happening with traffic?
Well, traffic moving smoothly for the most part right now. No accidents reported in the listening area, but NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 seeing a bit of a delay. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 86 and NC 54 also seeing delays this morning. Otherwise, things on 15501 moving smoothly. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is moving smoothly. Franklin Street, Estes Drive, the Durham Freeway, and I-40 not reporting any problems right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you could be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Just want to give you a little hint here. This is not from a WCHL Road Warrior, but just to let you know personally that a D-Pack giveaway is coming up in just a little while.
Oh, man.
So somebody's going to see a ghost. Seriously.
Ooh.
All right. It's
you might
on the
see
way.
Me there, too.
Yeah. It's that time of the year. You
That's
know,
right.
Halloween tomorrow. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 53 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers this morning. Our high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, we'll start out with some fog. After that clears away, we'll have partly sunny skies with highs in the middle 70s. Kind of a pleasant day. And then tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers moving in with a low in the low 60s. So, not great weather, but not bad either.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
818 at WCHL. Your local Trattoria Panzanella is going to close at the end of this year after 14 years in business. Trattoria is Italian for an informal restaurant or tavern. When Panzanella first opened, it was one of the few restaurants to offer locally produced food and to put an emphasis on dealing with local farmers, etc. Since then, several other restaurants have opened offering local food. General manager for Weaver Street Market, Ruffin Slater, says declining sales and rising costs are the main reasons for closing Panzanella.
As a result, sales have declined and costs have continued to increase. We have about 25 fewer customers than we did in 2008. So it's just no longer feasible to operate.
Part of the Weaver Street Market Cooperative, Panzanella will not renew its lease at Carmel Mall. The cost of the space was originally split between a bakery and office space. But since opening the food house in Hillsboro, Panzanella now pays for the empty space. Slater says management will spend the next few months working with the staff to help place those people either in another position at Weaver Street Market or to help find them work elsewhere and provide severance pay. Slater says one of the key resources the company wants to help people maintain is their health coverage.
Severance pay, if people prefer to move on, as well as assistance in maintaining continuous health insurance coverage. And we want to make sure the staff can continue that coverage.
Panzanella is one of the few restaurants to offer health coverage to its employees. Slater says that Trattoria will remain open until December 22nd and continue providing great service to customers. And in news around town this morning, Watch out for lane closures today on or near the campus. One lane at Pittsburgh Street will be closed from 9 until 4 near the intersection of South Columbia Street and Manning Drive for waterline work. The left lane of northbound South Columbia Street will also be closed from 9 until noon for the trimming of some trees. Town officials are warning drivers to be cautious in those areas. And would you like to see roller derby in Chapel Hill? If so, there's an interest meeting on Tuesday, November 5th. That is 1 week from yesterday at 6:30 p.m. in the Lincoln Gym on Merritt Mill Road. Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation is holding the meeting. They're thinking about launching a city-sponsored women's roller derby league, providing there's enough interest. The idea for the league came from Colleen Carroll, who moved to Chapel Hill earlier this year. She says, as far as she knows, Chapel Hill would be the first town to sponsor its own roller derby league. WCHL News Time, 8:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. Well, the World Series Game 6 comes up tonight in Boston. Red Sox lead the series 3-2 over the Cardinals, and they have a chance to wrap it up tonight at Fenway Park. And if they don't do it tonight, they'll have another chance at home to do it. Boston Red Sox and the Cardinals tonight in the World Series. Well, as far as Carolina football is concerned, for the seniors on the team, the clock is ticking now on their college careers. And for one of those seniors in particular, that reality has really hit home. He's certainly playing like it. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story on Kareem Martin.
So then Kareem, senior defensive end Kareem Martin, has been stepping up his game lately. Head coach Larry Fedora says he attributes the spike in play to Martin seeing the light at the end of the tunnel on his career at Carolina.
You know what? Nothing different. I will tell you this. Kareem, I think the thing that you see with Kareem is that, you know, it's he can see that light, you know, at the end of the tunnel, and he is trying to make the most of every play that he has.
Martin says despite the senior class being relatively small in number, they all have stepped up as vocal leaders on the team, providing guidance to their younger teammates.
Not at all. I mean, it's a few guys. It's only about 9 or so of us seniors, but, you know, I feel like even though it's less of us, you know, we're leading a lot more. You know, guys on defense, you know, we're the vocal leaders. We're, you know, Brent, he's leading this offense. And, you know, it's not many of us, but our impact, you know, it can be seen, you know, in the locker room and on the field.
The rivalry game against NC State means a lot to Martin. He says he is pumped up about the chance to finish out his UNC career with 2 straight victories over the Wolfpack.
And then last year we were finally able to get, you know, get the victory and, you know, to get 2 in a row against the squad, you know, it mean a whole lot. No, we're taking one game at a time, but to get this win would definitely be a lot bigger than maybe some of the others.
1 year ago against NC State, lightning struck for the Tar Heels in the form of a punt return by Giovanni Bernard. The moment will be enshrined in Carolina football folklore, and Martin says despite being on the sideline for the play, it was one of the best moments he's had in a Carolina blue uniform.
And when he caught the punt, you know, I expected him to get some yards, but I wouldn't expect him to run it all the way back, and I saw the setup and I saw the wall, you know, I just popped up and I was just like, he might run this back, and then I saw the punter had a decent angle on him, and you know, he whiffed at him, and you know, it was just crazy. Everybody ran on the field. It was probably one of the best moments I've had since I've been here.
Martin has been causing more disruption in the backfield in the past couple of contests versus Miami and Boston College. He credits this to becoming more of a risk taker.
You know, just taking risk. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, taking more opportunities, you know, when I see the play actually going after it. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. To make the plays, you have to be willing to take the risk, you know, high risk, high reward. And I think it's been working for me. And, you know, I'm doing everything within the defense, you know, but I'm doing that much more extra.
Martin and the Tar Heels will be hoping some of those risks pay off again Saturday in Raleigh. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's an exhibition basketball game in town tonight. The number 11 UNC women's basketball team previews its season this evening with an exhibition contest against Carson Newman. It's free. It happens at Carmichael Arena, and game time is 6 o'clock. You can read this story and follow all the latest in UNC women's basketball on our website, chapelbro.com. Our Chansey coming up in just a moment. Just wanted to let you know that this year Broadway's best new love story, Ghost the Musical, will be performed at DPAC between November 12th and 17th. Based on the Oscar-winning movie Ghost, the show follows a couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after the death of one of the lovers. Tickets can be purchased at Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. DPACNC.com for all the details. This week only, you'll be able to call in to qualify as a finalist to win a grand prize of a DPAC VIP package, including two premium seats, VIP parking, and a $50 dinner gift card. The winner will be drawn on Friday, so be the fifth caller right now to qualify as a finalist. You can also enter to win tickets to Ghost on WCHL's Facebook page. Again, DPAC VIP package on the line. Caller number five, you can qualify for the drawing that will take place on Friday. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Compared to old Mrs. Marshall Henderson, P.J. Hairston might just get a trip to Disney World. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. This NCAA stuff is really getting funny. Maybe Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert can do a spin-off show and call it the Daily NCAA Report. That's how often some NCAA news comes out, followed by universal reaction of, what was that? Miami surpassed Carolina for the longest ongoing investigation when the Hurricanes got a 3-year probation that included 9 scholarship losses in football and 3 in basketball. But reading reports of how convicted felon Nevin Shapiro conducted business within the Miami Athletic Department, there had to have been some sweetheart deal made somewhere. Remember, Miami had a lot of ammo on how the NCAA hound dogs botched things and violated rights. Well, how about Mississippi basketball star Marshall Henderson, who was given yet another reprieve by the NCAA and his school after his list of transgressions dating all the way back to high school? Failed multiple drug tests and partying his way through the summer after last season ended, presumably without attending a class. How Henderson got to Ole Miss in the first place is a big fat joke. In high school, he used counterfeit money to buy marijuana, and after enrolling at Oxford, Mississippi that is, Henderson actually did prison time for violating his probation by testing positive for cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol. Of course, Henderson is best known for taunting opposing fans and players so offensively that most any coach would have suspended him by now, even if he didn't have a rap sheet. But Henderson can really play, so he's staying. He got a suspension of 3 games, the opener and the first 2 SEC contests. And that leads us to the inevitable comparison to UNC's P.J. Hairston, who had his own wild child summer but apparently has since towed the line perfectly. Roy Williams says the NCAA will chime in on P.J.'s plate for driving a rental car that belonged to someone else. Hairston will get some games for sure, but compared to Miami and Marshall Henderson, it could be anywhere from a half season on the bench to a get-out-of-jail-free card, plus a day riding the teacups with Donald Duck. Go figure. This is our chance, Steve. See ya.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, listen, Bob Sparrow called in. He was a correct caller, and Bob Sparrow of Hillsboro is now qualified to win that DPAC VIP package. And you will have another opportunity to call in and get qualified with Aaron Keck on WCHL. Or, I beg your pardon, not with Aaron this afternoon, with me tomorrow. And we're going to draw the winner on Friday. All right, so stay tuned for your opportunity. I'll let you know tomorrow when to call in. Coming up later on in the hour, your opportunity to call in and get qualified for our Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. That's coming up sometime between 8:30 and 9.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
I'm so stressed about Halloween. Which costume to wear, trick-or-treating with my kids, which party to go to, everything.
I know, me too. But there is one thing I'm not stressed about, and that's my look. Because Eclipse Tanning Salon is offering $18 spray tans from now until Halloween.
Eclipse Tanning Salon is located in Rams Plaza off Fordham Boulevard next to Bailey's. Come in this week and ask for an $18 spray tan or 3 regular tans for $10. Eclipse Tanning Salon. It's Chapel Hill Beach.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
This is Chris Colbert with Tony Hall & Associates. Chapel Hill is a unique real estate market that continues to change and grow. And with that change, experience counts. So if you're considering purchasing or selling a home, it's important to contact a professional who is in tune with our local market. Please call 919-933-8500 or visit us at TonyHallAssociates.com. This has been Chris Colbert. And remember, at Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list homes. We sell them.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off, $30 worth of Asian food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. It is 54 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain this morning. Our high today in the low 70s. Doesn't say anything about rain in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s, and we'll deal with fog first thing in the morning.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Another round of asking what went wrong.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will be in the hot seat today, testifying in front of a House committee about problems with healthcare.gov.
That's correspondent Susan McGinnis.
In prepared testimony, Secretary Sebelius blames contractors hired to build the website for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. She says, unfortunately, a subset of those contracts for healthcare.gov have not met expectations.
If you're trying to get health coverage now, Julie Batais with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
I anticipate that we will see incremental improvement week by week, leading to the fact that in the end of November, the vast majority of users will be able to more smoothly move through the online enrollment system.
Currently, she says they can enroll people 5 per second, or about 17,000 per hour, with pretty much no errors. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 55 degrees. I'm Rod Stutz. Retiring Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton said just before his roast and toast last night, quoting here, "I feel honored even though I'm about to be dishonored." And honored and dishonored he certainly was. His elected officials, friends, and family gathered to sling insults and also heap on the praise for the leader who has dedicated more than two decades of activism to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's been a really great experience the last 8 years as mayor. I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
That was the man of the hour, Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. Carrboro Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unopposed for mayor of Carrboro, opened the roast with a few kind words about her predecessor and then got down to business, saying, quote, "I hope you enjoyed those heartfelt remarks because it is all downhill from here." The roast was hosted by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Empowerment, Inc., a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and also promotes economic development. Serving as mayor of Carrboro since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as the director of special programs.
It means a lot to me. It's really, I didn't ever think it would be, but it's kind of shaping up to be part of my life's work.
Here's Dolores Bailey, the current executive director of Empowerment, Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, the fact that he's a realtor and he's an attorney and he's an ex-director of Empowerment has just made it wonderful.
Roast audience members included former state senator and former mayor of Carrboro, Ellie Kinnaird, Orange County Superior Court Judge Carl Fox, Carrboro Board of Aldermen members Sammy Slade, Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Jackie Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and members of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board of Education. Mayor Bill Bell made the trek from Durham to show his support for Chilton. The roasting honors belong to Orange County blogger Ruby Sinreich, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Chris Matheson, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and brother Andrew Chilton. Kleinschmidt said he'd known Chilton for more than 2 decades as they attended UNC together. He said, quote, "We were a small cohort of college students who plotted to take over the world, and we did," end quote. Kleinschmidt also lovingly mocked Chilton's go-to styles, including the classic hats and the always recognizable Carolina blue tie. Carrboro Board of Aldermen members wore fedoras to pay homage to the outgoing Carrboro mayor's favorite fashion accessory. Zach Ward, owner of DSI Comedy Theater, served as the roast master of ceremonies and said this just before the program began.
We'll see if he shows up. That's really the big thing. He hasn't answered any of his emails about the event, so there you go.
Haven O'Donnell and guests paid tribute to Chilton through a song about the widely known fact that Chilton takes his time to answer emails. Sinreich, who knew Chilton from their UNC undergraduate days, said that she helped him during his town council election campaign.
Since I went to college with Mark, it's not that hard to think of things that are embarrassing.
You probably have some good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm relying on that.
During their 24-year friendship, Sinreich said Chilton influenced her attitude towards political activism.
And when he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
The evening finished with a toast given by Chilton's mother, Mary Nell Chilton, as the attendees raised their glasses in unison. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is ironic the man who always wears a hat declined to throw his hat into the ring for re-election this year. Hey, listen, you can get a preview of all the local candidates for office on our website at chapelbrew.com as we continue to take a closer look at all those folks, including the only candidate for mayor in Carrboro to replace Mark Chilton. That is Liddy Lavelle. And 4 days remain in the early voting period. Doesn't seem to be a lot of urgency for folks to get to the polls. Seymour Senior Center averages just less than 60 voters a day, and it is by far the most popular early voting location. For a list of polling locations and the times they are open, you can visit our Election Central at chapelbrew.com. WCHL News Time, 8:37. Coming up, today's commentary in the way from Professor Lou Margolis.
October's National Cancer Awareness Month, and Former Chevrolet is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Isn't it nice to know that your Chevrolet purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your Chevrolet anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Chevrolet Cruze for $149 per month, and the performance promise is included. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number C4055, 36-month lease with 12,000 miles per year. 2219 at signing excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $191.80 and selling price of $185.66. Financing with approved credit. Dealer retains rebates. Take delivery by 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at Performance Chevy ChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at carolinainn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
This is Meg Branson, Senior Vice President of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join us on November 13th for the inaugural Business Hall of Fame Gala and Induction Ceremony, honoring business leaders with a record of achievement and who have made a positive and lasting impact on our community. Special thanks to our sponsors, East 54 and Obi Creek, PNC Bank, Vilcom, Performance Automall, and the Word Factory.
The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today. Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Wow! Isn't it nice to know that your BMW purchase this month will help you raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else? Purchasing a certified pre-owned BMW this month is easier than ever, with financing as low as 0.9% for up to 72 months, plus two payment credits on select models. Wow! We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles.
Must take delivery on or before 9/30/2013. Finance rates on select models with approved credit through BMW FS. Two payment credit on select models.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
And we're past the halfway point now in the Continental Tire Basketball of Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagraves Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of our lucky finalists? Remember, you can be a finalist more than once, and you want to be, because the more times you're a finalist, the greater your chances at winning our grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at each sponsor location once a week until November 5th at locations including Jersey Mike's, Home Instead Senior Care, Kitchen Works, Louise Beck Properties, Mama Dips, PTA Thrift Shop, Moe's Bottle Shop, Great Outdoor Provision Company, and Grimble Jewelers. Those are just a few of the locations. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page. More ways you can become a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now. Be caller number 7 at 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 7 qualifies to be our grand prize winner.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
William Friday's been dead for more than a year now, and we still don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to get along without him. He was a living monument to all that is or was right with our state. Optimism, confidence in the basic goodness of others, respect for those who disagree, and a relentless commitment to the improvement of the health and the opportunity for every North Carolinian. These were just some of William Friday's package that inspired so many of us. His biographer, William Link, says that it's hard to imagine North Carolina without Bill Friday's protective umbrella. His monument is the University of North Carolina itself, and its continued vitality in the life of the state. That was his passion. There are few people who had as important an impact, who were as persistently concerned about the welfare of the state, who possessed as clear a vision, and who practiced as effective an ability to accomplish things. Link says Friday was one of the two or three most important public figures in 20th century North Carolina, and one of the two or three people, along with Clark Kerr of the University of California, who helped shape the modern American university. Well, UNC Press has just released a revised edition of William Link's book, William Friday, Power, Purpose, and American Higher Education. There's a new chapter that covers Friday's life and work during the last 20 years of his life, very active years. In addition to his weekly television program, he continued to press for reform in college athletics, pointing out at every opportunity the dangers of transferring control of sports from the campus to the entertainment business. And notwithstanding his declining health, he continued that crusade until the very end. In fact, just a few days before his death on October 12th of last year, Mr. Friday met with Washington Post reporter Liz Clark for her planned story on the commercialization of college sports and how things had unraveled at Chapel Hill. So she arrived at Friday's home at 9:30 a.m. for a planned, and they were going to limit this to a 15-minute conversation taking into account Mr. Friday's health. But Clark found Friday with bright and sparkly eyes, dressed as always in a coat and tie and perfectly ironed dress slacks. And, she said, completely on point. Clark said that Friday was totally consumed with the question of what to do with college sports. So when the 15 minutes were up and the time the interview to end, Friday insisted to Clark, "I'm going to keep you as long as I can. I'm not finished. Turn that tape recorder back on." Well, the tape recorder is now off for good. But thanks to Bill Link and his revised book, we can still hear the echoes of William Friday's voice and be enlightened and inspired by his words and by his example. This is D.G. Martin.
Yeah, we will always remember that guy. No question about it. 8:45 at WCA Talk. Congratulations, Stephanie Neiman, who called in from Hillsboro, and she is our latest qualifier in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. Stephanie Neiman, congratulations. And, time is running out on this thing, so if you're not eligible yet, be sure and get that way. Go to chapelboro.com and get all the details. Our sponsor locations are listed there, and we'll tell you all the ways that you can become eligible to win. And, by all means, listen in this afternoon. Between 3 and 6 p.m., Aaron Keck will be qualifying somebody else. In fact, he'll do it a couple of times for your opportunity to win. So listen right here on WCHL. That's the easiest way. And then you just have to get lucky and be the right caller. Congratulations once again, Stephanie Neiman, and somebody's going to win. It may as well be you. Coming up next, today's commentary, followed by what you're saying on the street. And in just a few minutes, our WCHL hometown hero, and your opportunity to call in with the word of the day as well in just a few.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The Thursday night football game in Chapel Hill may seem like ancient history, but as a teacher of public health and as one unsettled by the risks of brain trauma inherent in the game of football, my own experience continues to reverberate. For the game, I hand-lettered a sign asking, "How much brain damage from football is okay?" and then meandered among the fans gathering around the entrances to the stadium for an hour or so before the kickoff. No bullhorn, no flyers, just a sign that asked a thought-provoking question, given that football accounts for 70% of the sports-related concussions in males, which translates into more than 55,000 concussions in high school football alone each year. I enjoyed watching little kids slowly sound out the words on the sign and then turn to a parent to ask what the question meant. More than 20 people approached me to talk. Most of the conversations thanked me for speaking out. Former UNC football players recalling their drive to play while injured. A high school coach in conflict over trying to balance the head injuries from football with the seeming benefits of teamwork and fitness. Several dads wondering about what to encourage in their 6-year-old or 10-year-old sons. And others who have simply been troubled by this harm welcomed a chance to talk. Another group of conversations involve those simply curious to learn more about this topic that has gained attention in the media, the problem of football and brain injuries. Other conversations, satisfyingly few I should add, brought forth fans hoping for more brain damage on one team or the other on the playing field that night. As a teacher, I was struck by the realization that the perfect lecture or the expertly crafted scholarly paper may not quite get people to think or act in the same way as does the chance to talk with one another. As I wandered through the crowd and so many reached out to me, it was as if simply carrying a sign with a wrenching question gave permission to enter into conversation. I'd like to think that these encounters sparked a fair number of discussions about brain damage and football the next day and the next. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT.
What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With early voting already started and elections for local positions on the way, we hit the streets to ask you, do you plan on voting?
My name is Tim O'Leary. I live in Carrboro. No, I don't plan on voting. I do vote in the really major elections, but that's pretty much it.
Eddie Womble from Carrboro. Not political.
My name is Kenneth Perry, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Probably not.
I'm Sved Derderian. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Absolutely, I do. I've become eligible to vote only a few months ago.
Kirsten Freskin in Carrboro. I would vote, except I always vote, except I am just south of Carrboro in Orange County. And so I think I'll vote for county commissioners if we have those. But I don't get to vote in Carrboro or Chapel Hill elections.
Do you plan on using early voting?
Mac, I live in Chapel Hill.
Sure.
My name is Les Fry, and I live here in Carrboro. I absolutely vote in all the local elections. I've always used early voting if it was available.
Diana Hirsch, Chapel Hill. No.
I'm Carla, and I live in Chapel Hill. Yes, I have.
My name's Rebecca, and I live in Carrboro. I already voted because we have early voting.
My name is Derek Holmgren, and I live in Carrboro. Yes, I have. Actually, every time I voted in the last few years.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
It's 8:52 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Yeah, Wayne, rather sick, still trying to get his voice back. He was back this morning about an hour ago delivering our word of the day, and it's a great word, a rather long one. Call me, tell me what it is, spell it correctly, and define it correctly, and you can be our winner today. It is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty, as always, and your number to call right now for a $10 gift card to Cruisers, 919-929-WCHL.
October's National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Subaru is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Isn't it nice to know that your Subaru purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Lease a new 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $179 per month. October is also a great month to celebrate certified pre-owned Subarus. There are plenty of reasons to fall in love with a certified pre-owned Subaru, including the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain plan and factory-backed coverage. And you can get financing as low as 0.99% APR financing for up to 48 months during the Love Strikes Twice event, now through the 31st.
Stock number D4057 EEA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing excludes $1,000 lease and excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $210.90 and selling price of $199.51. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
I'm so stressed about Halloween. Which costume to wear? Trick-or-treating with my kids? Which party to go to?
everything.
I know, me too. But there is one thing I'm not stressed about, and that's my look. Because Eclipse Tanning Salon is offering $18 spray tans from now until Halloween.
Eclipse Tanning Salon is located in Rams Plaza off Fordham Boulevard next to Bailey's. Come in this week and ask for an $18 spray tan or three regular tans for $10. Eclipse Tanning Salon. It's Chapel Hill Beach.
Direct from Broadway comes the breathtaking new musical, Ghost. Relive the romance, the magic, and the iconic moments from the beloved film in a live production unlike anything seen on stage before. Believe in love. Believe in fate. Believe in forever. Ghost, the musical.
SunTrust Broadway at DPAC opens November 12th for 8 great shows. Tickets at DPACNC.com.
Can't wait to see that show. Jeff Land called in with our word of the day. It is insuperable. I-N-S-U-P-E-R-A-B-L-E, insuperable, that which cannot be surmounted or overcome. That is Wayne's word of the day on WCHL. Good morning. It is 8:55 at WCHL. Oh, by the way, Jeff Land wins a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Diane Lusky of Chapel Hill is a former teacher. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
I taught every grade level from kindergarten through sixth grade. It was 25 years in the city schools, and then elsewhere I taught. My total teaching years was 38. I taught in Japan, I taught in Germany, and a couple of the states.
Diane Lusky spends a lot of her time working with a Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate program.
I'm very fortunate in being matched with a young girl whom I actually knew before the program, and she's delightful. Inquisitive, she's curious, she wants to learn, and I think she's the little girl I never had. Plus, I get to do a lot of fun things like go to the circus and have my nails done. It's quite a rewarding experience.
Diane also works with the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation.
It really keeps me in touch with the schools since I've been retired. It gives me a way of knowing what's going on in the schools. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I've done some substituting, and I think in terms of my mentor relationship, it helps to know what programs are and what expectations are. And my specific responsibility is to read grant proposals from the teachers and then decide how to fund these.
But it doesn't sound like you're really retired. Is there any time that you actually take off?
It's a busy life, and I think my husband would tell you I need to stop doing all those things and start taking care of him a little more.
Congratulations, Diane Lusky of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming health care reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% on your current healthcare costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you a free analysis of your investment strategy or healthcare plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off. $30 worth of Asian food and drinks available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Acura is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Lineberger Cancer Center. Isn't it nice to know that your Acura purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your Acura anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Acura ILX for $161 per month, and the Performance Promise is included. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number DE1F3EJNW. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $26,795 and selling price of $25,748. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom, PerformanceAcura at ChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Acura is the Hendrick team member.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Your Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties and fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. 56 degrees right now, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers this morning. Our high today in the low 70s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.